It's a great time to be alive on the Entertainment Earth podcast. I'm Adam Paulus, and it's April 15th, 2016. This week in the news, we got movies and toys, starting with movies. The Boss was number one last weekend with $23.5 million. Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice was number two with $23.3 million. An R-rated cut may be released theatrically instead of just on DVD. Zootopia was number three with $14.3 million, which is pretty good, actually. I like that movie. My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2, $6.4 million, and rounding out the top five was Hardcore Henry, a first-person action movie, $5.1 million. New this week, The Jungle Book is getting some of the best reviews of the year. It's probably not the best, but close, if not the best. My pals tell me it's great. Criminal, Barbershop The Next Cut, Green Room, Sing Street, and others are also out in limited release. In the news, Jackie Earle Haley has joined The Tick, and also The Dark Tower. There's a new Tick show, but Patrick Warburton's supposedly not in it, so we'll see that show, because it's The Tick. I like The Tick. The Rogue One trailer is out. Did you see it? You should see it. See it again. The Doctor Strange trailer, that's out too. We also saw from Japan, Shin Godzilla, or Godzilla Resurgence. It looks... it's got a guy in a suit, at least. I liked Final Wars a lot. I loved Godzilla 2000. That movie's dub is one of the best. And Godzilla movie dubs are an art form. It was great. I need to see more of this, because it looks like it might be serious, and Godzilla movies are inherently needing to be a little goofy. Final Wars was basically a riff on Godzilla meets The Matrix. And I mean that from a fashion perspective, not from a philosophical standpoint. James Cameron has announced he's making four Avatar sequels through 2023, so buckle up, we're going to see a lot of blue things in the toy store. Deadpool 2 has been confirmed with star Ryan Reynolds and director Tim Miller. I'm excited, that first movie was great. On sale at Entertainment Earth. It's time for the Trendsetter sale. We've got mugs, prints, film cells, ornaments, and more. All buy one, get one 40% off. Or is it? You'll have to check our site for the full details. And hurry, because this sale ends Tuesday. In the news, BotCon was last week and it was cool. I have never been, unfortunately. Supposedly this is the last one or the last one in this form. I'm not sure yet. But I do enjoy staying home and hitting reload and seeing what news comes out. Last year, we saw Combiner Wars basically finish up with Skylinks and things like that. This year, we got to see a lot more of the Titans Return. One of the big scoops that came out after the show was that the figures all come with tech spec cards. I was excited. The design's really cool. It's got cut-off corners, and icons replace words on the back, so that way you don't have to have six languages on the back of every one of these things. I just went out and bought a three-ring binder. Where'd it go? It's right behind me. With some trading card sheets so I can keep my cards. I have all of my Combiner Wars cards in there now instead of scattered throughout my house, because I didn't know what to do with them. So now with some real cards, I'm organizing and I feel good about myself. And you will too. Other new toys announced include Wolfwire, which is a new Weird Wolf. Highbrow, it's a helicopter from Headmasters as well. Apeface, Brawn, Clobber, and Skytread are new Titan Masters heads. They're little tiny vehicles that are probably going to be like $5-6 that have heads that can go onto the bigger robots. So this is exciting, trust me. Also, Alpha Trion and Astro Train were shown, and some people posted pictures of a teaser image for what might be Overlord, which is very exciting because if you're a long-term Transformers fan, Overlord is a Decepticon big bad guy that was released in Europe and Japan, but not here. And he's in the comics, fairly significant character in More Than Meets the Eye early on. It might be something exciting. The only toy of this character that I can recall was released in North America was a Heroes of Cybertron PVC figure named Gigatron, because that was the name they went with at the time. So hopefully that will happen. Also in the news, Jurassic World Capture Vehicles Action Figures Wave 3 is live, and I'm counting this as news because this has the Jurassic World roughly 3¾-inch Owen figure in it, as well as his motorcycle and the Velociraptor named Blue. So that's two per case, along with the Indominus Rex, the smaller version, and I ordered a case because I have to have this. No new Hikari this week or exclusives. We did receive our first shipment of the Jurassic World Growler Dinosaur Action Figures Wave 4 that has the hybrid raptor in it. He says hello. We also put up new pre-orders for the Alien Warrior and Alien Vinyl Collector dolls from Medicom. They're super deformed, big head, big hands. You'll like it. And that's it. I need to get to lunch. I'm a little late because I had a lot of emails to respond to today and a lot of stuff going on. So have an excellent weekend. Hopefully it's spring where you are. If it's not, it will be soon and things are going to look up. So buck up, everybody. It can't get much worse. And, oh, don't forget to check out some of that BotCon coverage on your favorite Transformers news site because, oh, man, it's good stuff. Very excited about Titan's Return. Very excited. And, of course, everything Star Wars has to offer, which is all secret, so I'll let me know when to be excited about that because I guess I can't be excited about it yet. But still very, the Rogue One trailer, that was nice, wasn't it? I'm going to stop rambling. See you next time.